What's good, Bay Area? It's the Compass Man with an exclusive interview with V. Blail.
Yeah, yeah. Bang, man. Bang, WBNT, the gang, man. Y'all know what the fuck it is. V. Blail in.
What's up, man? Bro?
What's up with my nigga Lex, man? Modulating. I see you moving big tough, though, man. That's kudos, man. You know what I mean? 100 pushing hard for this Bay Area shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not a lot of blogs doing it like that, man. It's much respect. You know what I'm saying? 100 for me. To your whole corporation, man. It's love over here.
Yeah, I appreciate that, bro, man. I'm trying to get it, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get like the Warriors with that W, you feel me, for the whole day.
Oh, man, you seen it? Yeah. Hey, number W's over here, man. You feel me? From the Bay to wherever you are, man. Believe that.
For real, though. For real, man. So, man, I'm juiced, man. You know what I'm saying? I seen the email. You got, you on that, work with me. Sick with it.
Yeah. WBNT, you know what I'm saying? If y'all don't know, work baby ENT. You know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to the Capo Click guys. You know, that's the situation they got over there. You know what I mean? Sick with it is the label that, you know, my CEO is, that's the label he owns. So it's, you know, it's a family event and it's all, you know, under one umbrella. And, you know what I'm saying? We pushing the issue, man. You know what I mean? It's a V Blail or nothing, man. Work baby unity. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. They had me juice when I seen it. I was like, okay, man. I see you doing it. Moving out there, man.
Yes, sir.
And then we just dropped that new single, the Potty Mouth single, and then you flipped that beat that Drew Down had, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
The what?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You talking about that Potty Mouth, that single. You know, it was that Pimp of the Year. You feel me? I flipped that, you know what I mean? You know, I actually found the beat. You know, I was on YouTube and I found the beat. Shout out to, I believe SB on the track, I do believe, but shout out to him, is the one that, you know, flipped the beat. But, yeah, man, like, I really, you know what I'm saying, I'm really not into the YouTube shit, cause, you know, like, getting beats from YouTube, because it's like a lot of motherfuckers run across them, you know what I mean, and a lot of motherfuckers, you know, anybody can just basically grab that shit and rap to it, but, my thing is, what I pride myself on is not sounding like anybody, not having nobody else's sound, you know what I'm saying? And it's just something about that classic beat, though, that caught me and made me like, man, I gotta do this, you know what I'm saying? It's a no-brainer. I gotta represent for the Bay, you know what I'm saying? All that. It's a classic record, you know, shout out to Drew Down, the town, you feel me? I had to bring it home to Vallejo and make it my own. So that's what I did with it.
So, yes, sir. Yeah, you brought it too. Anything like that up? Yeah, for sure. And then what is the? I mean, I know you put you separated the potty. I mean, and what does that stand for?
It stands for my meaning for it was pimp of the yay mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got the, you know what I'm saying? Like, the pimp of the yay mouth is like, it's just a jump off, you know, just to make it different, just to be creative with it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I got that mouth is lethal. You know what I'm saying? The mouth is the lethalest thing, you know what I'm saying? Known to man, you know what I mean? So, just to let you know, my mouthpiece is dangerous and you know, just letting the world know what the fuck it is. Like, my mouthpiece is in me, not on me. You know what I mean? And what comes out is very lethal. You know what I mean? Believe that.
For real. Yeah, that was yeah, creative, man. You know, it seems like creativity surrounds them.
Absolutely, Lex.
Feel me?
Yeah.
So what's the plan tonight? Like, what's your next move? Now that you got the label, you got a few singles that just dropped, where do you see yourself in the future? You feel me? Like, what you got coming next?
Honestly, we trying to put together the tour. We trying to put out videos for a lot of my singles that I got. I know a lot of people like, where's the videos? They want to see the visuals. So we getting that together. We also, I'm trying to put my own little tour together. You know what I'm saying? Get on the road. you know, press the single. Yeah, yeah, and just like put more, like put a song out every month, trying to put a song out every month, and you know, let the people decide. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're doing. We trying to let the people decide, you know, which songs they like, what songs they want videos to, you know what I mean? And you know, I want to be the people's champ, you know what I'm saying? It's not about, you know what I mean? It's not about what I like. It's not about what, you know, what the industry wants and what the radio want. Really, it's about what the people want, you know what I'm saying? I'm for the people. So whatever they want, you know, is what they get. For me, be blam.
That's dope. Hell yeah, man, that's so dope. 707, man, I mean, you know, we've seen a lot of changes come through there, man. You know, maybe music-wise, from the Mac, Dre's, and the E-40s to Sick With It Itself, and now SOB and the Young Cats, and, like, everyone, everything's changing, man, and it's like, but the spotlight's still there, man. What you feel about that? How it's coming?
I like where Vallejo is the direction they going. You know, it's like they evolving. They trying to do something different. It's not like the old sound or the quote unquote original sound that people, you know, is really used to. It's something different. Everybody got their own little thing. They doing their own little thing. And nobody biting off nobody. Everybody just kind of, you know, doing their own thing, from the Young Cats to the, you know, the OGs, you know, that's, you know, repping. You know, it's everybody's evolving and doing different things, and it's keeping it fresh. It's keeping my section fresh, and you know, I'm just trying to add to that any way I could.
For real, bro.
For sure.
Man, so, and what's up, man? Marine World, bro. Is that shit still popping out there?
Hey, you know what? You know what? I don't even know. I haven't been to Marine World in so fucking long, man. It's been. My sister used to work there ages ago. Yeah. And she used to work there ages ago. We used to get free passes and shit, but I don't know if it's popping the way it used to be popping when I was, like, you know what I mean? When we was going, it was, like, it was the thing to do. But now everybody from my city probably so tired of that shit. Like, you know, probably, like, the out-of-towners that, you know, would enjoy it more than we would. So, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I just had to ask.
Right. Yeah, shit.
The videos, bro. What's the one video that you want to really get out there, man, and see what they're looking at? You feel me? Like, if they're loving it or not? Like, what song do you want to make sure you shoot a video for?
I got a video already in the vault for Go Crazy, which was one of my first ones I did, featuring Work Dirty. I got a video for that already done. We just really, you know, some editing things that need to be done with it. We want to release it, you know, right. It's like some things that, you know, that you know, the label is kind of like, you know, they want it right. They want it done right. So, you know, it got to be released on that time. But, you know, in due time, it will be released, and we will fix the, you know, tighten up the screws on it and put it out there. But, you know, the next shit for me, really the next shit for me is like every single, because I like all my, every song I come out with, you know what I'm saying, I want it to be a banger. So, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't see one song that I have on my, you know what I'm saying, on my list that's not, you know, video, you know what I'm saying, material, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
It's like all of them, but the next one I think really would probably be Potty Mouth, and you know, Jay Hun is a banger too. But I got some more shit coming in the vault, Lex. I'm telling you, wait till you hear this new shit, man. These new features and everything else is gonna be fire.
Oh, I bet, man. You know what? The thing I do love about Wicked B and the Sick With It label, man, and everyone involved within this. They always stay consistent with them hits, you know what I mean? It's like, man, every song, it's a hitter, man. It's like, man, you feel it, you rock, you ride with it, you rock with it. And I'm juiced to see, like, what they got coming next, man. And adding you to the label, too, man, it's hot, man. It's actually dope.
Yeah, it's real shit. It's a family more than anything. It's like, you know, everybody got their own little lane. You know what I'm saying? Everybody attacking the rim, and you know, we trying to run up the score. You know what I'm saying? Work Dirty got some shit coming out. It's pretty hot. You feel me? That new Notorious Work I believe it is. It's gonna be some shit. You feel me? So, you know, that's gonna be one of them albums that a lot of people gonna have to double back on. You feel me? And listen, man. So, cause yeah, it's a lot of talent, man. It's a lot of talent over here in this section, in this campaign, and we just gonna keep pushing, man. Putting it towards the rim and making it count.
Hell yeah. Now, as far as the digital game, bro, what do you think's been working for you, bro? Like, I know a lot of cats try to use SoundCloud, some try to use YouTube, others try to just send email with music and this and that and see if it gets out there and hopefully someone picks it up. But, I mean, what actually, you know, and sometimes people reach out and they try to do their own distribution, try to go through, like, TuneCore, CD Baby, and stuff like that. But, like, what have you noticed that's been working for you?
You know, honestly, Lex, I had to educate myself on that shit, because a lot of that shit, you know, I just like, you know, a lot of shit was just too, you know, technical for me. I'm just like, I was just making music, you know what I mean? And I put it out on, you know what I'm saying? I remember back when it was MySpace, and I could just upload my shit on MySpace and just play my shit like that. But now, of course, it's, you know, different times and shit like that. But, you know, now I fuck with SoundCloud. I put my shit up on SoundCloud. You know what I mean? And that's where I'll be getting the most, you know, crowd participation at is SoundCloud. They fuck with me tough. You know what I'm saying? And YouTube too. But SoundCloud, like me, I got like over, you know what I'm saying, like 30K something. More than that, maybe like 40K plays on all my songs together on SoundCloud. So,
wow.
It's a big thing. Yeah, it's a big thing. I would say SoundCloud as far as, you know, like selling my shit, my label does that. I give it to the label, you know, they put it up, like they'll put it up on iTunes, they'll put it up on, shout out to Empire as a matter of fact too, cause you know what I'm saying, we got something going on with them, some distribution shit going on with them, but you know, it's all 100, man. I just do the music, I hand it off, you know what I'm saying, give and go, hand it off, and they make the play, they make it count, so that's what it is.
That's dope. It's like an NFL playbook.
Type shit, you feel me?
Yeah. Write it up and pass it on. Shit.
Pass it on, man, you know what I mean, hand off.
For real, man. What about social media outlets and stuff, man? I mean, what do you like using?
So really Instagram, IG for me, Instagram, Facebook is cool. You know, Facebook is probably a little bit more personal, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I really don't be on a lot of social media. Just because I'm not really a social media motherfucker, but you know, if I got to, like, I do post pictures here and there, you know what I'm saying? Because, I don't know, I just be wanting to keep shit, you know, in the vault. I just post some shit, you know what I mean? And, you know, see what the people talking about. Or I post my song whenever I drop a song. You know, I check up on the timeline to see what the folks talking about, see what they all about, what everybody doing. But as far as that, you know, it's Instagram. I got a cool following on Twitter as well. You know, my Twitter is pretty popping. That was the first thing that was ever popping for me, actually, you know, on a social media tip. But, you know, and then Facebook picked up and then Instagram started picking up. So, you know what I mean? It's just like, I bounce around from media to media every now and then, check and see what the people talking about.
Okay.
Real shit.
Yeah, for sure, man. Because I know IG right now is cracking right now. Everybody's trying to get on that.
Hella cracking. It is, though. Yep.
It is.
Graduate.
I got cats sending me video links and links to this, and I'm like, man, come on, just send it to the
group. That's where it's at. I'm saying that's where it's at. It's just like everybody want to be on IG. That's the new thing, man. So, like, you know, you find yourself most of the time on IG, and you kind of neglect the rest of the social media shit. You know what I mean? With IG, Snapchat is another one. You feel me? But that's for any. That's for the girls that want to jump in the, you know what I mean, jump in the water, man, you know what I mean, where the sharks at, you know what I mean, come to Snapchat and holler at a real one, you feel me?
For real, man.
Real shit.
I just
feel like about it.
I have to ask, you feel me? I know motherfuckers are trying to use IG to try to connect with everybody, man, and I'm like, man, it's cool and all, but cool. I can't even get music. All I can do is just watch videos and shit, man. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Hella. Yeah, it's time.
So how can people find you? Like, what do they have to type? What is your, like, what's the...
It's so crazy because one of the little folks, just earlier today, one of the little folks was like, you typed in my name. He was on a laptop and he typed in my name. He was like, he brought it. He was like, look, man, I typed your name and this became how I found you on the internet. You know what I'm saying? They just typed my name, V-Blaio, V-E-E-B-L-A-I-O, and hella shit popped up. You know what I mean? Hella little, just hella shit, hella little songs and hella little blogs and different shit like that. But, it's just, you can type in my name. You can go to Instagram is where you most likely to contact me. You can go to Snapchat. It's all the same. V-E-E underscore B-L-A-I-O. It's V-Blaio. A lot of people have a hard time pronouncing my name, but it's like Vallejo, but it's like V-Blaio. You know what I'm saying? It's V-Blaio. So, you know, just rhyme V-Blaio with Vallejo. You know what I mean? You'll get it. So,
yeah.
It's just, everything is V-Blaio. So, it's V-Blaio on Facebook, V-Blaio on Snapchat, V-Blaio on Snapchat, V-Blaio on Instagram, and the rest of the shit. And Twitter as well.
Man, that's dope. Yeah, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I was kind of tripping too for a minute. I was like, V-Blaio?
Yeah. It's V-Blaio. A lot of people get, they gonna hear a lot of it, man. I'm gonna shove it down their throat, man, until they get it right, man. We gonna get it.
For real, bro.
Real shit. Man. Hey, you know, man, I appreciate it. I fucks with you. I'm telling you, hey, look, I was telling my partner, man, I said, man, Bay Area Companies is the real, it's a real nigga outlet, you know what I'm saying? It's an outlet for the real ones, you know what I'm saying? You've been pushing. I've been seeing a movement. I've been fucking with you since you started day one, you know what I mean? You can go way, way back, you know what I'm saying? Way back to go crazy, all this shit. I've been fucking with you. And from Twitter, from way Twitter, you can look at my old Twitter post, like, way back, you've been fucking with me. Like, you've been following my movement. You've been pushing for me. I respect you. We gonna make it. We gonna build the building way bigger than what it is right now. So motherfuckers better wait and see. You already know what it is. Bang bang. WBNT the gang.
I appreciate that, bro. Man, yeah.
Absolutely.
Real one nowadays. You feel me?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, fucking it's still recording, so I don't know if you want to add anything else and shit before we dock it up.
My new album is coming. My new EP is coming. We got the title for the EP. It's gonna be called The Smoke Shop. Then we got what else? We got some other shit coming. We got some mixtapes coming. We got some Saki verses coming. We got a whole bunch of shit coming. A new single, Potty Mouth, will be up on major distribution real soon. iTunes and all the shit real soon. Apple Music, all that shit real soon. Y'all look for it. And I'm gonna shove it down. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people's thoughts, they gonna understand that my movement is not a game. You feel me? I've been doing this, you know what I'm saying? I just got real serious, though. I ain't gonna lie. I've been doing it on a warm up scale, you know, testing my skills, and now it's really, really, really major, so they're going to respect the movie.
Yeah.
And I'll fuck with you. I appreciate it.
Can you talk about how, hell yeah. And I was going to say, can you talk about how you connected with Workaby? I was like,
hell yeah.
Like, how did that work out?
So how we connected is we grew up together, really. We grew up together. You know what I'm saying? I was a young nigga. He a little older than me. You feel me? He used to come to the house and, you know, my best friend was his cousin. You know what I'm saying? He used to come to his house and, you know, he called my mama. You feel me? Basically, you know, he used to stay over. You know what I mean? Nigga, he just fucked with me tough. You know what I mean? Like, we fucked with each other tough. So he got, you know, before he was doing his music shit, I was doing my shit. Playful, you feel me? He was doing this shit on a whole nother level. Like, he was really, you know what I mean, chipping away at the motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, door. And, you know, when he got on with the Stewie record, him and the DBs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, they pushed the door open, and before you know it, he was a Bay Area sensation, man. That record started getting rotated and shit, and
You know, he brought his name a real nigga. You feel me? He's seen my talent, yeah. You know, and, you know, I've been trying to connect, and we made it happen. Connect the dots and made it happen. You know, man, real shit.
Oh. Yeah, that's a dope story, man. It's a, you know, you don't find connects like that anymore.
Yeah, we go back, man. It ain't no, like, you know, just like I just met him type shit. It ain't like that, man. I fuck with my day one niggas, man, all day. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be, you know, whether it be on any type of level, you know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be on no type of level. It could be on your personal level. It could be on some, it's whatever it is, man. My go-tos is my day ones. You feel me? That's all it is. No new niggas, man, at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the new album that you got working on, what is your plans with it? Like, are you gonna go make it a full length album, or are you gonna make it like an EP? Because now a lot of days now, Captain is doing them like short, like 7-8 songs,
right.
And just dropping and seeing how people feel. What's your plan with it?
You know, a lot of people's attention span is real, real short. So me being a new artist, like coming out the gate, like, you know what I'm saying, really. I'm a new artist to the day, you know what I'm saying? I'm a new artist to, you know, all the, you know, the states across the world is, you know, so it's important that I make it, you know, like I catch their attention real quick, you know what I'm saying? Put out like maybe a 7-song or an 8-song EP, you know what I'm saying? Catch their attention real quick. And then let them hear me, understand where I'm coming from. You know, realize that this little nigga do got gas, you feel me? And we do want more, you know, before I, you know, fill a tank up. So, you know, right now we gonna move off of half a tank, you know what I'm saying? And then we're gonna fill it up, you know what I mean? With straight gas, touching it.
Dope, man. I can't wait to hear it, bro.
Oh, yeah, it's gonna be a motherfucking problem. Absolutely, it's gonna be a problem, like I'm telling you.
Shit. I get it, bro. Any producers that we know or need to know on the new project that you got working on?
Shit. As far as right now, it's just like, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be like some in-house shit. It's going to be some in-house shit, man. Like, and really, whoever got nice beats, whoever got some fire, fucking with that fire, you know what I'm saying? Fuck nice, whoever fucking with that fire. You know, you can email me at GucciBaby1000@gmail.com. That's GucciBaby1000. You know what I'm saying? 0. You feel me? @gmail.com. And, you know what I'm saying? Send that fire, man. I'll fuck with you. You know what I mean? Don't be sending no shit talking about, you know, pay for it. Just don't be sending no shit with no tags on it. If you trying to fuck with me, you feel me? If you fucking with the gang, you know what I'm saying? Send that. You feel me? I know what to do with it. You know what I mean? I'm a cook with it. You know what I'm saying? So, absolutely. But right now, we putting it all together. You know, the people that I got on there right now, you know what I'm saying? You know, they're going to be, I'm going to make sure I touch bases with them on a lot of different other, you know, beats and songs and different shit, so you're going to hear more of them. You know what I mean? But right now, it's going to be all new producers, really, you know what I'm saying? Unless, you know what I mean, some of these big OGs want to come holler at the little tycoon, the young tycoon, come fuck with me, you feel me? If not, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be all the new up-and-comers, and we're going to knock you over the head, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to put them on. I want you to believe this, I'm going to put them on, you know what I'm saying, in a major way, you feel me? So, y'all niggas gonna have to move out the way. Y'all better, you know what I mean, come fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? If you fuck with me, you're stuck with me.
For real, man. That's real power.
Shit. Yeah. Yep.
Period. You have any shout-outs, though, for anybody?
Say what?
I said, you got any shout-outs?
Man, shoot. You know, shout-out to my kids, of course, the little ones. You know what I mean? Shout-out to the motherfucking gang. Bang Bang, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Shout out to Empire, shout out to WBNT, shout out to Sick With It, you know what I mean? Shout out to every other, you know what I'm saying, under the umbrella, you feel me? And shout out to the V, shout out to the Bay, shout out to me, nigga. You feel me? We coming. At least shout out to Bay Area Compass. Yeah.
Ooh. Get it, bro. Dope, man.
So.
That's a clean energy, man.
Thank y'all. Appreciate it. Yeah, we gonna get him.